from Jambuzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe, and that I will devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people.
At a fully packed national sports stadium of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa has taken the oath to become the country's new president. In his inauguration speech, Mnangagwa says this marks a different Zimbabwe and the dawn of a new Zimbabwe. Mnangagwa is urging the nation to unite behind him and focus on the revival of its shattered economy.
Now that the elections are behind us, we must now focus on addressing the economic challenges facing our country. To realize our vision and industrialization and modernization agenda, we will foster policies that attract both domestic and global capital. Now is the time for us all to unite as a nation and grow our economy.
Mnangagwa says the creation of jobs will be at the core of the new government policies. He says he's a listening president, promising his administration will be development-oriented and responsive to people's needs.
I'm your listening president, a seventh leader. In this vein, those who will occupy public office at any level under my administration will be required to exercise servant leadership in the execution of their duties. They must be humble and responsive in their interactions and dealings with the citizenry. Bureaucratic bottlenecks, unnecessary delays, lethargic and corrupt activities will not be tolerated.
Senior leaders from foreign countries such as South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Zambian President Edgar Lungu, Botswana's President Mokgweetsi Masisi, President of the Democratic Republic of Congo Joseph Kabila have also attended the swearing-in. African Union Chairman Rwanda's President Paul Kagame says they show up to support Zimbabwe's efforts to revive itself.
We came to Zimbabwe to express solidarity with the winners of the elections, President Mnangagwa, ZANU-PF, and the people of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is looking for a way forward to rebuild itself. So we are here to support Zimbabwe, to support the people of Zimbabwe, to support the leaders of Zimbabwe, so that Zimbabwe can normalize again.
Chinese President Xi Jinping's special envoy Su Hui has attended the inauguration. Zimbabwe's former President Robert Mugabe has sent his daughter Bona to represent him. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.